You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a tsunami? In December 2004, an earthquake occurred in the Indian Ocean off the west coast of Sumatra. It had a Richter rating of magnitude 9.1. That's the measurement system geologists use for earthquakes. Some of the waves had a height of 30 feet by the time they reached land. A quarter of a million people died in less than one day. March 2011, a 9.0 magnitude earthquake in the Pacific Ocean spawned a tsunami that struck Japan. Nearly 20,000 Japanese were killed, and the country had $220 billion in damage, including a nuclear power plant. Tsunamis are sometimes mistakenly called tidal waves. They're not associated with tides, which are caused by the Earth's rotation and the moon's gravity. Tsunamis are caused by underwater earthquakes of some type. A rocky plate at the bottom of the ocean can move up or drop. A fault can widen. An underwater landslide can occur. When the solid material moves, it causes water to move, either by getting pushed by the moving rock or moving in to fill the space where the rock had been. But water is a fluid. It keeps moving, even when the earthquake stops. The water moves outward in all directions. Far out at sea, with deep ocean, the tsunami can move at 500 miles per hour. As it gets closer to land, the rocky bottom slopes up. Here, speeds can be 100 miles per hour. Once they reach shore, where water is shallow, maybe 20 to 30 miles per hour. Out at sea, the waves aren't necessarily very high. It's not until they reach shore, where the water is compressed as the ocean floor slopes up, that the waves get higher. The distance between tsunami waves, called the wavelength, is much greater in deep ocean. There can sometimes, but not always, be drawback of water, where water moves from shore to sea, exposing land before the water comes rushing back. But it's not like a wall of breaking water you see in sci-fi movies. Typically, it's more like a fast incoming tide. To measure and monitor tsunamis, NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, has placed buoys in oceans around the world. Most are in the Pacific, called the Ring of Fire region, because of so much volcanic and earthquake activity. A buoy floating at the surface is connected to a pressure sensor, which is on the ocean floor. The system measures ocean floor movement, underwater pressure waves, and surface waves. Try this safe activity at home with your kids. Get a long slinky, the longer the better. Hold it on the ground and stretch it out. Have one person send a push to the other. You'll see it move like a pressure wave through water. It'll even reflect when it reaches the end, like water waves hitting a continent. Well, we've just learned a little bit about tsunamis. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.